Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
The book of Galatians, chapter 5, it talks about the works of the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emotions, that's jealousy, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness. Now, if you're in that list, the Bible says you're in your flesh. But then it gives this other list here. It says the fruit of the Spirit. Note it's singular, but it produces much. It says love. We talked about it. We talked about joy. Just saying joy. I love joy. That's that inward peace and that sufficiency that Christ is all you need. And then it talked about peace. Oh, man. That confidence and that quietness. Who don't want no peace? I tell you. Long suffering. Hang in there. Gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. These are the fruits of the Spirit. So I'm going to continue reading here, Galatians chapter 6. Here's the last verse, verse 9. I want to encourage you with this. It says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. God is ready to bless you, but you faint. That means you got to take the test all over. You got to start all over. That's that long suffering there. When you hold on, you're doing all you're saying, hey, I'm doing everything right, but nothing's happening. Hold on. God is ready to bless you if you continue to have faith. Remember, it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. He is going to bless you in it. He's not going to take you over and under, over the mountain, over the way, all that stuff. He's going to take you right through it. And he's going to bless you in the midst of it all. So number one, don't deceive yourself. When you hear God's word, be a hero. Hear it, receive it, and obey it. Salvation includes obedience. You cannot separate it. And then we talked about be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And then we just talked about be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And I want to leave you with this last scripture. And I love this scripture. I want you to pay attention to it. It's 1 Corinthians. I'll wait for everybody to get there. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. We'll end with this. Three things. And this fourth one is to talk about being deceived as well. But this one's going to give you some hope. Everybody there? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, 9 to 11. Listen to this. Man, this is good. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't you know that? There's not going to be no unrighteousness in the kingdom of God. It says, be not what? Deceived. Some people think they can just go up there. They're just going to be busting up in heaven and partying. And they've been deceived. God say, hey, be not deceived. Listen to this. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor infamous, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. That's talking about homosexuality there. I don't care what President Obama says, it's fine. He's changing his position. If God says it's wrong, it's wrong. Pretty simple. Let God be true and every man a liar. That includes yourself. If you believe that junk too, you need to believe what God says. Now also listen to this. He's continuing the list. This list is huge. And it includes all of us. Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Well, that's a bad list. We're in that list somewhere. But Lord, but listen to this. Oh, God, thank God for 11. And listen to this. And such were some of you. Hallelujah. So we got some hope. Such was some of you. But listen to this. But ye were washed by the blood of the Lamb. But ye were sanctified, set apart. That shows your character and your conduct.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.